Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheit, and today I'm speaking with Todd Bennett and Andy Fleischer. They're the owners of Diamond Ag with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville. And Andy, we didn't get a chance to talk to you in January, so we're kind of doing the summer interview. And this past year and a half, Diamond Ag continues to grow, and I know you're happy with how things have been happening.
Yeah, thanks for having us, John. We are. We're kind of coming into our own. This is our third or fourth season here, and really starting to get our feet underneath ourselves. We'd all been in the business for quite a little while, but with a new business and a few new faces on the team, it took a little while to gel, and I think we're really finding our efficiency now.
Well, Todd, as we're talking today, we're hoping for more rain coming up this weekend. I know weather concerns, that's the big issue in your industry right now.
Yeah, I'd say over the last 30 days, that's probably, if anybody talked about anything consistently, was the weather. We still feel that we have a really, really good crop, and we had a really good plan to start the season. And I think we just need to be aware and careful that we don't make big wholesale changes and just kind of watch the weather and watch the forecasts and make our changes or adjustments based on that.
Now, a couple things that are coming up or you're going to be talking to your customers about. First off, aerial nitrogen.
Yeah, so generally when corn's V10 pre-tassel, we go out and we've put on 40 to 60 units of nitrogen with the airplane. We've seen a lot of yield response. We've seen the ability to maybe put on a little bit less nitrogen totally and then split it up. So that's one of those things that if it was in the plan, we got to be really careful that we don't give up on that, because eventually we will get rain. And the best thing for us to do for the crop is to make sure it's as healthy as it can be during pollination.
And then another thing too, fungicides.
Yeah, so fungicides, you know, any diseases or if there is bugs, I'm guessing that we will probably have some spider mites in the area just because of the dry area. So scouting the fields and being on top of those things is probably the most important thing now.
And once again, the big message, you know, to your customers and other farmers out there is just, it's a little early maybe to abandon that plan. Might need a little tweaking, but, you know, got to kind of stay the course.
Absolutely. I think the worst thing we could do right now is just turn our back on this crop. It looks pretty good, and in places probably looks better than it should with the amount of rain that we've had. So we just need to be careful not to give up on a crop and make some tweaks or changes to our December, January plans that we know work and make sure that we follow through and help this crop.
Now, speaking of things that you know that work, Andy, Diamond Ag is aware of a lot of the different products that have worked for them over the years, and you're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but yet you're also keeping your eye out for new technology as it comes down the pike.
Yeah, it's really important for us to always have our eye on the ball, making sure we do the things that we do well, but we also want to be evaluating new products, new service opportunities. The technology boom right now is pretty wild, even in the agriculture space. And it's really important for us to be aware of those and evaluate those, but not just be throwing them at the wall and seeing what will stick. It's not a profit opportunity for us. It needs to be a profit opportunity for the grower.
That's just what I was going to say. Yeah, just because something seems like the hot thing, you need to kind of take a look at that.
Absolutely. There's no better trial ground than as retailers to be able to put some things out there in small quantities, really evaluate them in the real world rather than the lab or the greenhouse, and make sure they're really truly going to work consistently for our customers.
And last but not least, you guys take a lot of pride, both you and Todd and all the employees here, about being local businessmen, agronomists, whatever the case might be involved with the communities and really knowing and getting to know your customers and the people here in the area.
You bet. I think one of the things that in all businesses and in sales and service is taking that responsibility to a personal level. And there's nothing going to change the fact that our children grew up with our customers' children in this community. We attend the same ball games, church services. And I think it's really important that we do as good of a job as possible on a personal level to be successful both for our business and for our growers.
Well, gentlemen, it's been great to talk to you once again. Todd, it wasn't too painful this time.
No, it wasn't at all.
All right, very good. Well, listen, I want to thank Todd Bennett and Andy Fleischer, the owners of Diamond Ag, once again with the locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.